Researchers at Stanford are looking to enroll 900 people in a federally funded long COVID study to understand the long-lasting symptoms that people experience, or at least some people experience, after a COVID infection. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, Stanford Professor of Health and Infectious Diseases and one of the principal investigators of the new study. Doctor, thanks very much for the time. So it's about, what, 10 to 30% of people who have had COVID report having some kind of long COVID symptoms. It's hard to know how to treat them if they don't know what really they could be in for.
Yeah, that's correct. It's really frustrating, and it's difficult for the families of these individuals as well as physicians, because we don't really understand what long COVID is, what causes it, or especially how to treat it. So we are hoping with this study, in a network of other centers around the country, to be able to try to understand the immune responses, other markers in the bodies in response to the virus that might be able to help us help them feel better.
Are there any commonalities in the people who do end up getting long COVID?
You know, that's a thing, something else that we want to find out. It really hasn't been a particular set of profiles that really help us out. And we, as you probably know, we are also seeing it in children, although not as, apparently not as often, but it really seems to strike randomly. But again, we may be able to detect a pattern with these individuals that we're hoping to enroll, and potentially find ways to make them, make their symptoms either disappear or make them better.
We're talking about multiple disciplines as well, right? There are physiological issues, but there are also neurological ones.
Absolutely. There are a whole array of different symptoms that people feel, neurologic, you know, muscle twitches and different aches and pains. We're also seeing psychiatric symptoms as well. And it's hard to really know, unless we do these studies, whether they're directly related to the virus or other impacts on mental health from just the whole you know, the whole idea of being infected or being through a pandemic. So we're really trying to pin down what is going on, but there, you can have almost any kind of symptom.
Do you think that incidence of long COVID will start to decline now that we have more therapeutics available? These pills, pills from Merck and other companies that are our potential cure?
Yeah, that's a great question. The antiviral situation has taken a long time, relatively speaking, given that we've only been in less than 2 years into this pandemic, but they might actually help. We don't know. And it's, again, understanding better about how the body of each of these people responds to the virus may actually help us understand what the antivirals can do. And once those drugs come on the market and we're able to potentially use them to treat individuals, we might be able to see some impacts.
Doctor, before we let you go, right now, are we just facing a patchwork of treatments, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, because we haven't figured a way to tie it all in together?
Yes. So the treatments come in three major categories. One is the monoclonal antibodies, which you can give to people who are already infected. And that seems to, that big influx of antibodies, it seems to really shut down the virus's ability to replicate or cause further disease. So that's one. The second, as you mentioned, are the antivirals, which also help shut down the ability of the virus to reproduce. And then the third are anti-inflammatories or other drugs. For example, there's pretty good evidence now that antidepressants seem to work in helping shorten the course of the disease, although the studies on antidepressants haven't been very large. They are interesting. So we're seeing that there are patchworks, and we have different recommendations for these three categories. And that's why there are long COVID clinics, for example, at Stanford and other academic medical centers, to try to see if you can tailor some of these patchwork menus of drugs to individuals and see how they work.
Doctor, always good to talk to you. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado from Stanford will be tracking that study as she embarks on a federally funded study of 900 people into long COVID.